Ayem yem chovov nissen. Mevorchem reshchedeshir. It is Shabbos mevorchem reshchedeshir. Amiras kol atilim bashkoma. We say the entire tilim in the morning before davening. Gem misvados erzedeh fabrengen. So like every Shabbos mevorchem, the Rebbe reminds us of the special takona, the minhag that the Friedrich Rebbe instituted, that on Shabbos mevorchem we should say the tilim and have a fabrengen. Haftera halekiv nekushim. Chovov Nissen Tov Shin Gimel was Shabbos Pashas Achre Meis. It was a leap year, so Achre Kedoshim are separated, two separate Pashas, and there's a lot of confusion about the Haftera. There are many, many customs, very different. Amongst the Ashkenazim, there are many customs. Amongst the Sephardim, there are many customs. So here the Rebbe determines that we read Halekiv Nekushim, which is almost chapter 9 from Pasuk Zayin to Tesvov, which is the prevalent Minhag Ashkenaz, and not like Minhag Sfard, which is in Yecheskel chapter 20. Misichas Adeni Ovi Meiri V'Rabbi, from a sicha of my father, the Rebbe Rashab. Chsides Mont as Verochatz as Psore Bamayim Ulveishon. Chsides demands what the Pasuk says in Parshas Achre, that Aron HaKohen, he should rinse his flesh in water, and only then he will clothe himself in the holy garments. According to Chassidus, does haste. This means the Haskola von Chassidus muss oiswaschen dem Basur. The intellectual contemplation of understanding Chassidus must cleanse the flesh. Unarop schwenken dem Esbsorei. And it must rinse away the Esbsorei, the flesh. What is the? What is the S? S hatofel Ibsorei. There is something additional to the flesh. Materials that are adjusted to the flesh. They are extra. The alle regilusen welche Bosor macht. All the habits that were developed by the flesh, the materialism of the flesh, you have to rinse that away. Und dann ken men erst unton de big de kedish. When you are cleansed of all that, you can then wrap yourself in the holy garments. What is holy garments? Machsheves v'dibur chsides. V'hanogosom shel chsidim b'hizbeinonos kedim atfilo. Thinking chsides, speaking chsides, and the chsidic practice of meditating on chsides before davening. Big day kedishim. They are holy garments. Dosis b'godim v'lchem enhod gigeb min ha'kedish. They are given from holy sources. And they are holy not because of you, but they are holy because they are given to you holy. So in order to wrap yourself in it, you have to first rinse yourself, wash yourself. Oberder verochatz b'mayim es psarei, to go wash your flesh with water. Does dafen alein, you have to do this cleansing. The garments of the soul, this is given from above. As we know, every soul has its garments, and they can be holy garments, and they can be, God forbid, unholy garments. And that's why a person behaves one way or the other based on the garments that the soul communicates with. The garments are forms of communication, speech, thought, and action. So the holy garments are given from on high. Aber obwaschen dem Toffel was wert vom Psorius. But to rinse away the extraneous elements, the adjunct elements to the flesh that are created as a result of the materialism of the flesh, und dem Bosor allein machen für Absar Kedesh, and to take the flesh itself and develop it into a holy flesh, das ist nur bekeach atzmai. This can be accomplished only by one's own efforts. Und das meint Chassidus, and this is what Chassidus demands. For this, the Alter Rebbe had Mesiras Nefesh. He had self-sacrifice to implement this. He opened the channel, the pipeline of utter self-sacrifice to be able to serve Hashem with total selflessness in prayer. To be totally connected to the essence of the Ein Sof, the essence of Hashem. In summary, Chassidus stelt avek achosid ponim el ponim zu atzmus ein sof. When you study Chassidus and you implement what you learn in Chassidus, it places you face to face with the essence of God. Basically, what the Rebbe is teaching us, that when the Pasuk tells us you should rinse yourself yourself in order to enclose yourself in the holy garments. The cleansing process is up to you. The clothing itself is holy. It is given to you readily holy. But in order for you to be able to wrap yourself in them, you must cleanse yourself. And this is done through total self-sacrifice, to serving Hashem with total selflessness. Now this is a letter the Friedrich Rebbe wrote to a chosid, Reb Hillel Zlatopolsky, where he is describing to him how his father was present when the Rebbe Rashab said the famous maimer of Achrei Mois about the total desire and cleaving of the sons of Aaron to Hashem, which caused them to pass out. And there he talks about that the idea is that you shouldn't pass out, but rather you should have a sober realization and determination to fulfill what Hashem wants in the body. But then there is the other part, which is about the body wrapping itself in the holy garments. So there he talks about sticking to the body and not leaving the body. And here he talks about the part that tells you how the body can wrap itself in the holy garments to be able to serve Hashem right here, down here. As Chassidus teaches us that everything that happens in the Beis Hamikdash, in the Mishkan, is V'shachanti B'Seichom. It applies to each individual that he has the Mishkan within him. So whatever we learn about the service in the Mishkan, we have to apply to ourselves. So here he tells us how we clothe ourselves and how we prepare ourselves to be able to wrap ourselves in the holy clothing by rinsing away the adjuncts to the flesh and cleansing the flesh from extraneous elements in order for it to be clean and properly prepared to be clothed in the holy garments.